Governor. Governor Stevenson, Senator Johnson, Mr. Butler, Senator Symington, Senator Humphrey, Speaker Rayburn, fellow Democrats, I want to express my thanks to Governor Stevenson for his generous and heartwarming introduction. It was my great honor to place his name in nomination at the 1956 Democratic Convention. And I am delighted to have his support and his counsel and his advice in the coming months ahead. Let me say first that I accept the nomination of the Democratic Party. I accept it without reservation and with only one obligation, the obligation to devote every effort of my mind and spirit to lead our party back to victory and our nation to greatness. I am grateful, too, that you have provided us with such a strong platform to stand on and to run on. Pledges which are made so eloquently are made to be kept. The rights of man, the civil and economic rights essential to the human dignity of all men, are indeed our goal and are indeed our first principle. This is a platform on which I can run with enthusiasm and with conviction. And I am grateful, finally, that I can rely in the coming months on many others, on a distinguished running mate who brings unity and strength to our platform and our ticket, Lyndon Johnson. On one of the most articulate spokesmen of modern times, Adlai Stevenson. On a great fighter for our needs as a nation and a people, Stuart Symington. On my traveling companion in Wisconsin and West Virginia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?